tonight, different people have brought up on your show about Matthew 24, 36, 37, telling us that, you know, but of that day and the hour knoweth no man,
right,
not even the angels of heaven, but only the Father only. And what I really don't, I have not heard anyone really talk about, and this is something that I think that would help anybody that's here tomorrow and was expecting all this to happen. I want them to really listen to this, because it's important to note.
And they're listening to you right now, Joyce, so go ahead.
Because that is my concern, is that it, just like when people want to talk about UFOs, if you try to prove that everything's an identified craft or a hoax situation, then we miss getting the information that we need about those that are unidentified. And that's what I want to do with this, is to make sure that when people read Matthew and it says about no man knoweth in Scripture, what it's actually talking about, and I have not heard this really talked about, so I want to go into detail about it. That is in direct reference to the Feast of Trumpets, which was practiced in ancient Jerusalem.
Now, what does that mean?
Okay, the Feast of Trumpets was called the Day That No Man Knows. Okay, this was in reference to the feast being conducted only at the sighting of the new moon. That means there was no man that knew the exact day or hour when that feast was going to actually begin ahead of time. So according to the Jewish tradition, two men were actually positioned on Jerusalem's walls to watch for the new moon. When they saw that new moon, they would blow an instrument that is called a shofar, which we know is from a ram's horn, and it has a very eerie, if no one has ever heard that, they need to go listen to what that sound is. It is a sound you will never forget once you hear one that's blown.
Okay.
Upon hearing that trumpet kind of sound, everyone that was near Jerusalem at that time would stop what they were doing, and without hesitation, they would run as fast as they could to the temple. Okay, this was the Hebrew Feast of Trumpets. If you didn't drop everything and run, after a short time, those temple doors that had been opened to receive the crowd, they would be closed. And once the doors were closed, no one could get in. Now, this is in parallel to just like the days of Noah. When Noah and his family were put on the ark, the doors were closed, and no one else could get in there.
Good point.
So I think that sometimes, you know, when you hear people say, well, there's no way we will ever know, that's not what the Bible is referring to. And the Bible was written, you know, to a group of people who, in fact, were actually the Hebrew children that were very familiar with these feasts. And so if you don't know those, I guess, the old parts of what this was all about, then you would maybe come to a term in your mind that we would not know any day, hour, year, month, whatever. It's not saying that, because if you think about the new moon, they knew the month, they knew the week that was fixing to really happen. It was just they were having to, you know, stand there and wait for that situation to be just maybe days or hours away.
Well, what does this tell you, Joy, about the followers of camping, those who truly believe that this is going to happen to them in several hours now?
Well, unfortunately, I think that people are grasping for anyone that can give hope.
They want hope right now, don't they?
It is, because we are living, and I know I listened to L.A. earlier, and he's right about this. This is what my research is showing, that our world is changing so fast towards some strange, and I hate to say it, level of destruction. We have never, ever, in the last 6 months, with me keeping up with everything that's dying, with everything that's changing, with the sun, the moon, the stars, asteroids, everything is changing. And I am actually doing things in research that involves our actual human DNA that is changing. And when you see that, then you're going to see more unrest, just like typically on full moons, we typically know that you have more babies born and you have more stabbings and the hospitals will be filled up and those kinds of things. As the earth is changed and the moon is changed and the sun is changed, all that puts great stress on us. And if people can feel that. I deal with people every day, and they're going, I can't deal with this, or I'm having this kind of problem, and I don't know why I'm just short-tempered, and children, I can't deal with them in my classrooms, and all these kinds of things are happening. Well, there's a rhyme and reason to why they're happening. But when someone says, hey, tomorrow, it's going to be over, and we won't ever have to deal with this again. I mean, really, George, if we could really feel that tomorrow it would be over, what a grand and glorious thing it would be for a good situation. But unfortunately, the biblical prophecy, we're not to that point yet.